Second floor. Hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning.
Cliff and Kendall.
Going down.
When you're in a tall building, whoa, you gotta go up or down.
Yeah.
The stairs ain't gonna do it.
No.
They won't take you off the ground.
Yeah.
But what if something's wrong?
Whoa.
Elevator starts to jerk.
Oh.
Then you're gonna sing this song. Cause the metal box don't work. Stuck in an elevator. Not going up or down. Stuck in an elevator. Hope I don't fall and hit the ground.
Kindle in the elevator.
Oh.
Big and tall second floor.
Ah.
You said you'll buy clothes later.
Yeah.
First going to the candy store.
Obese.
Buy 3 pounds of candy corn.
Huh?
Just a little afternoon snack.
Fatty.
Mouth fully pushed the elevator button, but he still hadn't made it back.
Oh,
stuck in an elevator. Not going up or down. Stuck in an elevator. Hope we don't fall and hit the ground.
Hey, oh, oh, sorry.
God.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. They tried to take my dinger away from me. They were like, here, take this horn instead.
No, I said, that's because I told them earlier, I said, we don't need anything else. We already have dingers. We don't need a big fucking horn or a whoopee cushion or any, or a clown bell or whatever, like Clarabelle, a clown, or the cow, or whoever. We don't need that because we come with our own. We bear our own bells.
Have dinger, we'll travel.
Have dinger, we'll travel. It's Carol of the goddamn bells every day in this booth. That's not what I'm talking about.
Ding dong, ding dong.
I don't want to alarm you, but the toilet paper companies are making the rolls so wide today. They are trying to keep the costs down, and they're passing the savings off not to the consumer, but to them. Look how wide this is.
That's consumerism.
This is a gaping, huge toilet paper roll. I just want the listeners to know, your toilet paper companies are screwing you. They are making the cardboard tubes wider and wider. Kendall can see it right here. Look how wide that is.
They are wiping their ass with you. It's what they're doing. But, you know, I thought at first that you had one of those, it was like a boba tea straws. You know, the real thick straws to be able to suck up those boba tea balls.
I don't. Why would I drink tea with balls in it, Kendall?
That I don't is, know.
Unless it's a sexual thing that a dominatrix or what's the male form of a dominatrix?
A dominator.
Whoever. In that case, Kendall, but that's not what we're talking about today at the clown store.
Let's not go into sexual fantasies right here at the beginning of the show. Let's at least save it for the second half.
I was listening to our show a week or so ago, and I stopped it at one point, and then I was changing it over to my speaker, which, so I could hear it louder, in 3D. I turned it on, and the speaker was much louder than I thought that it was. And the first thing was me saying, penis, really loud. Penis, penis.
Oh, God, that reminds me of jury duty.
I know. Nobody else was in the teen rec center. It was after hours. I was in my, former storage closet, current living quarters. But anyway, Kendall, we're at the Industrial Clown Supply Store today.
Yes, we are.
Our booth is outside. We are dressed as clowns. My allergies are going haywire, and this big red clown nose is not helping matters.
Look, I thought that was all a big clown act that you were doing over there, blowing the nose like, and it was just making these like noises, like horns and things. I thought you were just being funny.
No, Kendall, I'm being runny. I have a runny nose. Underneath, it's pooling in the bottom of this red.
Don't run in my direction.
No, but anyway, Kendall, it's a little warm, but we're looking good. Now, are you happy underneath that? You have a huge painted happy face on.
I know.
So it's hard for me to tell if you're as happy as the paint.
Well, I'm looking more like a Van Gogh painting because it's all like melting. And it's kind of like, it's getting more scary than it is funny.
Well, the sun, the way it's coming through the ceiling of the booth, it is hitting right on your face. It's like a spotlight. Luckily, I'm over here in more of a cool kind of corner where I probably still look like a sexy bozo.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
Oh, he's on fire.
And eating these vegan hot wings right before we started the show didn't help anything.
Well, that's why, moron. That's why you're melting.
Moron.
I'm having iced coffee, one of the great 10 cold things, according to our show, and that's keeping my makeup perfect.
Isn't this such a fun event?
I'm so happy that the managers of the clown store invited us all from the strip mall to come and join them for this anniversary sale.
It was very nice.
It was nice of them.
And yes, it was, of course, Daffodil.
And of course, they gave us the grease paint for free, and I mean, that's a lot to get.
It's a lot. A lot of grease paint that we need.
Kendall, you know, and I both, and you guys, and Charles, the contractor who's out there. He looks kind of like Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker, out there.
Well, and see, his friend, I thought he was actually like a clown, and he gave me like 3 brownies earlier, and of course I ate them. It turns out he was just like, I think, homeless friend of Charles's, and I don't know what I ate.
Was he wearing clown makeup?
Well, I mean, he had a lot of red makeup all over his face. Oh, dear, I don't know, but isn't this just a lovely time we're all having?
I'm having the time of my life, Sugar Lump.
You know, Mr. Stubbo, look at your flower. That's such a great flower you have there.
Oh, yeah, lean a little bit closer, Candle Boy.
Oh, does it smell good?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got me right in the face. Mr. Snubbottom, oh, well, hey, that did feel good. It's really hot in this booth, so that's refreshing.
You know, will you see if there is some way, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, really this is between you and I shouldn't say it on the air.
Yes, dear.
But I'm going to need you, I have split the seat of my clown pants, I'm going to need you to just sew it up, maybe during the break, I can hand them off to you, and I'll stay in the booth.
My emergency sewing kit, I've got it right in my bag.
All right, I mean, I picked the biggest ones that they had, and I thought they would be loose on me, but I bent over this morning because I dropped a Tic Tac on the floor, and I just, and it was, but I knew you could help me. Okay,
thanks. Of course, I just need a few things. Crackpot, we're going to need more thread, dear.
All right.
See you later, boys.
Oh, Cliff, I don't know what you guys were talking about. I hope it was about snacks.
Oh, Kendall, it's a snack to be with you, as always, at the show, doing
that it
show,
is, Cliff. That it is.
Even though the toilet paper companies are screwing over the customer every chance they get.
It's a shitty
but
situation.
But that's not even what this show's about, Kendall. Would you please tell the listeners, would you please quit being such a damn fat bozo over there?
Well, that's going to be tough, but I'll go ahead and tell the listeners what it's about. Cliff, it's a countdown. It's countdown, our favorite of fictional characters that we would love to be stuck in an elevator with.
Oh, Kendall, the allergies. I don't even know what you said. I was blowing my nose very demurely and quietly over here. But this is a countdown of people or fictional characters that we'd like to be stuck in an elevator with.
Yeah, we'd love it.
If we're going up or down, you know, the doors have closed, we're in motion, but it herk-a-jerk us, and it's just, you sort of fall back against, and elevator has stopped midair, mid-floor. Whom would you like to be in there with you? Kendall, flip the space coin, and let's get this show unstuck.
All right, Cliff, here we go. Call it in the air.
Give me some heads.
Heads it is.
Heads it is.
Giving you some head, Cliff.
Ah, perfect. All right, number 10. Stuck in the elevator. Previously, you know, it was stated that it stopped midair. You were running an errand in a tall building, trying to go from one floor to the other, and through no fault of your own, you're stuck.
It's a classic scenario.
That was the sound of the elevator getting stuck.
Yeah, and you don't want to be in the elevator when that happens.
You might be, Kendall, but who do you want behind you? I say you want this person, number 10. You're going to want this person for this reason, okay? This person is known for his communication. And by that, I mean he is known for phoning home. And you're going to want to turn around and see E.T., the extraterrestrial.
E.T.?
Sitting behind you in the elevator.
Why would you want E.T. in the elevator?
For two reasons. One, he's got that long, light-up finger. And he's going to take that and just dial in an emergency number on his phone. Because he's known for phoning home and for carrying his cell phone with him. And he always has cell phones.
I hope he brought the CNC.
And Reese's Pieces with him wherever he goes. So you know you're going to have a snack.
Ooh, that's a good benefit.
Speaking of snacks, you're going to have some Reese's Pieces while you wait for whoever E.T. He's going to just type in with that long light-up finger. And any minute he'll be like, Elliot, I'm stuck in the elevator. Call Drew Barrymore. And so, you know, one of them will show up, get you out, and you're eating Reese's Pieces, and it's just a gay old time. You know, you can't go to that ride, Universal Studios, anymore. So the best you can hope for is getting stuck in the elevator with E.T.
Well, I'm down, Cliff. I'm down.
He's down.
He won me over. I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't get sick, though, and turn into, like, a white-crusted piece of poo. While we're in there, that would be bad. And then it would happen to me too, because we'd be connected with all the Reese's Pieces we've been eating. Cliff, no, I wholeheartedly agree. E.T. is a great choice.
Great choice.
Moving up the list. Great choice. Number 9, Cliff. I know you wouldn't disagree with me here.
Uh-oh. Expecto Patronum.
Dumbledore.
Oh, whore.
And for several reasons, Dumbledore. Cliff, not just because, Cliff, don't get into what's going to happen in the elevator while we're there. We're going to get to know each other in a magical way. Cliff, there's several reasons why I would pick Dumbledore.
Uh-huh.
I would do it because not only he's a magician, like the greatest magician, and he could get us out
of
there easily.
Yeah.
He could make a buffet appear.
He should have Dobby send something right up.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure he has a room of requirement in his bag at all times. He could just open it up. We could do whatever. We could go to a theme park while we're in there. It would be fine.
Mm.
It would mean that he'd be back to life. We had brought him back to life to put him in the elevator. So, boom.
Spoiler alert.
Oculus repair.
Spoiler alert to who, Cliff? If you haven't gotten on board yet, it's too late.
I remember, Kendall, when I finished reading Half-Blood Prince,
Expelliarmus,
weeping.
Couldn't see the words through my tears.
And of course, you had not finished reading it yet, so I couldn't even call you.
See, that's the curse of reading too quickly.
Anyway, Kendall, Dumbledore, I think that's a great, not number 4, but number 4 times 2 plus 1, 9.
9, there you go. Dumbledore, number 9.
Dumbledore at number 9. I think everybody's feeling fine. They're saying this countdown not only rhymes a lot, but it's also very insightful. And these are people, you know, listeners are thinking to themselves, these are people I would want to be stuck in the elevator with too. And they're wondering if their fave is going to be at number 8. Well, it's time to tell them.
Don't spread hate. Give us 8.
It's time to reveal number 8. Kendall, number 8, you might think you wouldn't want to be stuck with this person in an elevator, but you do. Hear me out.
Okay.
So, you're in the elevator. The doors have closed. Power has stopped. Perhaps the main light has gone out, but there's an emergency light that's come on, right? So it's dim in the elevator, and if you know, some elevators, they have those metallic doors, and so you can almost see a reflection. Almost. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
And in this dim light of the elevator, what do you see behind you? But you see two eyes light up in the dark, and they light up evil red, and because it's Pennywise who is behind you.
Oh.
And you are in the elevator with Pennywise, but hear me out. You might think, oh no. But if you're already in the elevator with Pennywise, he must not want you dead. okay? He would have already been floating with you down in the sewer if he wanted you dead.
You float too?
If he bothered to get in an elevator and stand behind you as you were going up, you're not a target. Get over yourself. You think you're the center of the universe? No.
What? Is he just heading up to the same floor you are?
He's just going up to the DMV to get his license, you know, whatever. Same. So he's stuck in the elevator, and you're going to want Pennywise because, you know, he's going to bust y'all's asses right out of there. Bust them out.
Good to have Pennywise on your side.
Yes. Plus, as we all know, Pennywise, modern day Pennywise, a very sexy, evil, supervillain. Could be worse.
Tell me about Cliff. I hear whenever you're asleep, you're always like talking in your sleep about all the things you and Pennywise are doing.
Oh, Pennywise, make me float. Pennywise, oh.
Cliff,
take me with you down into the sewer.
Cliff, it is really hard to take you serious telling me that deep in-depth story about the elevator when you're dressed as a clown.
Well,
it's so hard.
I know, and you might think that had some sort of influence on me, but I wrote these years ago in my diary. People I'd love to be stuck in the elevator with, fictional characters. So
yeah, I wrote mine on toilet paper.
Right, and so speaking, you need to wipe some, you need to use some of that toilet paper. Do you have a big blob of white grease paint just hanging off of your nose, and it's about to fall.
That's a booger. I'll get it. There we go. All better.
All
okay.
Better. All right.
Number seven.
Seven.
Up in heaven.
Am I in heaven? Here we are with number seven.
We're in heaven, Cliff. It's a little small creature.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it's a little bit funny to be stuck in an elevator.
No, Cliff, it's a small world after all. This is a little creature that we all know and love that he would say, stuck in an elevator we are. Yes. Cliff, Yoda.
Uh-oh. Because
he would just turn around and he would take his little hand up and he would open it up and he'd go, and the door would just slam open and we would just get out of there and we'd go on space adventures through time.
Space adventures through time are some of my favorite adventures to go on. Now, you are obviously choosing adult Yoda, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need the good power. Like, Baby Yoda, he's still learning. Thagu or whatever his name is.
Plus, Wagyu, I think that's a beef. Kendall, but no, if you had Baby Yoda, also, you know, in the con section of Baby Yoda, he's cute, yes. But he's going to try to steal your macaroons. And that is not what you want in a
trap. No, I need those macaroons for myself.
Yeah, you want old Yoda. Old Yoda.
Yeah, he's wise, learned.
Sounds like one of the Sesame Street Muppets in the good old days.
Yeah. Yes. Love it too.
Also, Yoda, there's a great, you could talk about this, you could bond. There's a great Weird Al song. Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
There's so many things you could do in the elevator with Yoda.
Well, I left home just a week before, and I've never ever been a Jedi before. But Obi-Wan, he set me straight, of course. He said, go to Yoda and I'll show you the Force. Well, I'm not the kind
of... Also, speaking of Weird Al, I was too busy thinking about this. Weird Al, he also has a song called Stuck in the Closet with Vanna White.
I am bowling on the Starship Enterprise. I fall down a hole and that's when I realize I'm stuck in a closet with Vanna White. I'm stuck in a closet with Vanna White.
Oh, does he? I don't know if I've heard that one.
It's an oldie, Kendo. I believe it's on the album Even Worse, which contained a song about you and me called Fat.
I know the title, Even Worse, because that's what we wanted to use for our album, and it was already taken.
That's what a lot of critics have said about every subsequent episode since the first one, and that is not a joke.
It's not. It's time for some bad jokes, though, Cliff.
These are so bad.
Some real bad jokes. Oh, they're so bad. Well, you know, it's contractual. We have to live up to bad jokes.
No, but, you know, you could go anywhere for good jokes. But where do you turn for the worst of the worst? Kendall, what did one butt cheek say to the other?
Ooh.
No, together we can stop this shit. Kendall, what kind of bees produce milk? You're going to love this one. Boobies. And Kendall, finally, for this joke, these are three in a row, then I'm going to let you tell a joke.
The Holy Trinity.
What goes in hard and dry, then comes out wet and soft? Chewing gum.
Ooh. That's exactly what I was going to say. Cliff, three men went to their seats at the football game, and there were a couple of nuns sitting in front of them. And Cliff, these men, they were assholes. They just wanted to drink beer and swear and throw things and do all kind of shit.
And
they decided they were just going to badger the nuns until they left because they were just drunk assholes. So the one guy said, I'm gonna move to Utah. There's only 100 Catholics that live there. And the next guy, he was like, I want to move to Montana. There's only 50 Catholics there.
Uh-oh.
The third guy, he yells, I want to move to Idaho. There's only 25 Catholics there. Finally, Cliff, one of the nuns, she just couldn't take it anymore. She turned around and she said, why don't you go to hell? There aren't any Catholics there. And then she turned around and started the choir, and they started singing, and they went to regionals. Beautiful story.
And it was so beautiful, I got lost in thinking about it.
In my eyes?
No. Kendall, what did the toaster say to the slice of bread? I want you inside me. And, you know, one day I saw Kendall and
Wait,
Susan.
Wait, was that the whole thing?
Yeah.
you didn't give me time to realize that was the punchline.
Oh, that was the punchline. Kendall, one day I saw you and Susan. You didn't even know I was watching. And she was yelling, give it to me, give it to me. I'm so wet. Give it to me now. But you just didn't listen. You know, she screamed all she wanted, but you did not give her that umbrella.
Well, you know, Cliff, I didn't want to get wet. I was wet. In a really expensive suit that night. Wet.
And, you know, Kendall, this was the same night. Speaking of that night, you wore that suit. Two men broke into the drugstore, and they stole all of the Viagra. And the police put out an alert to be on the lookout for two hardened criminals.
Cliff, that robbery is going to last at least 4 hours. If it lasts longer than that, you better call somebody. Cliff, a man, he walked into a bar, and he was looking real sad, and the bartender, he said, what's the matter? The man said, well, my wife and I had a fight, and she told me she wasn't going to speak to me for a month. And the bartender, he was like, oh, that's sad. He was like, yeah. He said, well, the month is up today.
Oh, no.
And the bartender called him an asshole and told him to get out of the bar. I have one more for you.
Tell it. I have so many more. You're going to be like, what? That's a lot.
God. Did you hear about the Bushletonian who stayed up all night to see where the sun went?
No.
But it finally dawned on him.
God. Kendall, a naked man, later that day broke into a church and the police chased him around, but they finally caught him by the organ.
God.
Now, did you hear about the constipated accountant? You know, he couldn't budget, so he had to work it out with the paper and pencil.
And finally, I want to ask you, Kendall, why did the sperm cross the road?
Well, that's because I put on the wrong sock this morning. And as a bonus, I know you're going to applaud so much that I come out for an encore, so I'll just go ahead and ask. What do you call a cheap circumcision? A ripoff.
God.
That's no joke.
No more jokes for you, Cliff. You've met your quota.
I met my quota. Speaking of Yoda, now, Kendall, I want to give you number 6 before we go to break.
Give it to me, Cliff.
Give it to you. Give it to you good. Number 6, you are going to want to hear if, you know, let's say you're in an elevator. And, you know,
we've agreed on that.
If you think about being in an elevator, a lot of times the common conception is that you're going up, but you could be going down. What if you live in one of those fancy apartments that have their own, like, you know, you have to have the key and the elevator just opens up into your apartment, which seems, doesn't that seem a little bit unsafe to you?
Oh, you know, I don't like it.
I know you don't like it because you can't go locked when you hit the key to your door on the way out. But anyway, let's say that's your life, listener, and you're going down in the elevator. And suddenly it shakes and it stops between floors and you don't know what to do. And you say to yourself, good God, I wish this elevator would move. And you hear from behind you a voice low to the ground that says, wish? Did somebody say wish? And you turn around and it is not, you're not dreaming. It's Jambi the Genie in his box that is just opened up and it's on the floor because there's nothing really to sit it on in an elevator. So you bend down, you crouch, and he says, wish. And you say, Jambi, can I use today's wish to get this damned elevator moving again? And he says, of course you can, you. Repeat after me. Mekalekahai, mekahani ho. Repeat, Kendall.
Mekalekahai, mekahani ho.
Mekalekahai, make this elevator go.
Mekalekahai, make the elevator go.
And then, bzzz, bzzz, suddenly it's moving. And he says, it's something like, your wish is granted, long live Jambi. And the box closes. And before you know it, you're back on the street again. Like that great Cher song from the album I Paralyze. Kendall, Jambi, the genie. Clip. From Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That was wonderful, but I probably would have wished for a pedestal for his box so I didn't have to crouch down on the floor.
Well, I know you would have, but here's the listeners are not quite as obese as you or I. And so they are thinking they could go out and get him a pedestal later.
Got it. Know. All right, Cliff. Number 5 on the countdown.
Oh, boys. Oh, my. Have you seen Mrs. Butterbutter Butterchurn? She's been going around and pieing people in the face.
I can't help it, dear. It's so much fun.
You're such a good clown to go around doing that. Oh, I do see a lot of people now with whipped cream on their face. I didn't even notice before. Oh, look, you got Reverend Waxton. You got Mayor Toenail. You got a lot of people. Those are great.
Dear, no one is safe for the pie.
Oh, you're such a good clown, Sugar Lump. Oh, if you notice, boys, any red paint on my neck, I think you might know whom it was from. Mrs. Butter Butterchurn.
What you're talking about, dear.
I knew y'all were doing something behind the begonias over there. I saw them shaking, and I knew something was going on.
Oh, Cliff, we can't talk about that on the air. Oh, goodness, dear.
All right, so
we were just practicing our jokes, dear, for the other clowns.
Oh, well, speaking of, you just missed some terrible, awful bad jokes. Kendra, you could give her those that you wrote down. They might want to use them. They were especially bad.
Oh, here you go.
Now, Mrs.
I'll save these for later.
What are some of the other things going on here at this clown store thing?
Oh, dear. Well, in addition to all the pie throwing, which is a wonderful time we're having,
we also have
clown races, dear, and we have clown-packed cars. You see, we're seeing how many people can pack into one car at a time. We're up to 12 in the little small VW bug over there. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of people.
Don't forget, dear, there's the clown beauty pageant coming later this afternoon.
Oh, I haven't forgotten, dear. I'm going to be one of the head makeup people, dear.
Oh, and the children's clown parade.
Oh.
Fuck, he's so excited.
That is? Well, I can only imagine.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Going to be really, really fun. All right. Well, listen, can we go, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Drink, can we go and you can sew up my pants now? It's about break time.
Oh, yes, dear. And you know, if you need any other supplies, you know, this is the 75th anniversary sale. They've got 25% off all the other supplies, so we could get you another pair if you need them.
Oh, okay. Maybe they have some like extra. We'll talk about it off the air. All right, Kendall, we got to take a break. And that's all. We got to take a break.
I'm ready. Let's go. Be right back.
The climate may be changing, but don't you go changing the channel. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
All over the world, the word for great coffee flavor is Nescafé.
We're the world's favorite brand of instant coffees.
In America, Nescafe's great flavor comes two ways.
We're the world's best-selling tool.
Nescafe Regular and the Red Label.
If Nescafe can please the whole wide world.
And now Nescafe Decaffeinated in the Green Label.
We can sure please you.
Same kind of flavor. Nescafe Regular, Nescafe Decaffeinated. What's your pleasure?
And we're back. It's Cliff and Kendall time.
Going nowhere. Cause we're stuck.
Did they not ask me, knowing that there's perfect pitch in the strip mall, why didn't they ask me to sing any of these clown songs? I could have sang Be a Clown, Be a Clown, old Judy Garland song. I could have sang Take a Good Look at My Face, You'll See My Smile is Easy to Trace. Tracks of My Tears, the Tears of a Clown. Whatever. I would have gotten it right.
We'll
if
never
I'd been
really
asked.
Understand the world.
Well, if it's ever your 75th anniversary at your clown store or whatever you're going to sell, then I'll come and sing those songs then. What now? Give us all an update.
If it's my 75th anniversary of whatever, I know you're going to be singing. So.
Give us all an update, Kendall, of your store that has been started on Charles's Contractor. He's been replacing the floors all week from where they'd rotted out because that old waterbed store had leaked in from years ago, back in the 80s probably.
Well, Cliff, you know,
it's been a long haul with Charles. I'm not going to lie. We've argued, we've yelled, we've screamed, that's pretty much it. And you know, he's made some progress, very little. So we're working on it. It's coming together very slowly though.
All right. So have you decided more of what you're going to sell in this store?
Well, I did. I set a good intention at the new moon the other night and feel like that it's going to come to me. I'm working on it. That's going to be part of the store. It's like I've got to set a good intention for it.
So that's a no. Kendall, did you get some of these Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No. Ooh, I already had those vegan hot wings earlier, and they made me so hot. I finally started to cool off. I can't eat anything else hot.
Ooh. Well, I do think it's starting to make my clown makeup run a little bit over here, even though I'm in the cool corner.
Well, good. Now we're starting to match a little bit
better. It is. For a second, I thought they came with like some ranch dressing on them, but it was just some makeup had fallen from my face into the bag.
Ooh, but ranch dressing does sound good on some Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
All right, Kendall, enough about you and your personal peccadilloes. Get us back into this countdown.
Well, Cliff, I wish you would. It's your turn. It's time for number...
Oh, I wish you would, because it's your turn.
Well, you know what? I wrote it down a second ago. Because I thought I was going, and then Mr. Snotbottom walked in, and then I just counted, and it screwed me up. So, if it pleases the court, I shall now continue in the food court. Cliff, number 5. You're going to have to go back in time with me.
Uh-oh.
Gonna go back in time because he's one of my favorite characters of cinematic history, Cliff. Uh-oh. And that is, of course, Dr. Emmett L. Brown.
Emmett L. Brown.
Great Scott, Cliff. We're gonna have to go back to the elevator.
So you're in the elevator with Doc Brown.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Are you in a car elevator where he's also got the DeLorean or?
No, we don't need it. We're in an elevator. It's Doc Brown. He opens the panel and does a few things and makes a flux capacitor out of some paper clips. And we go back in time. He just turns the elevator into a time machine.
Okay.
He'll take some garbage and put...
It's like a modern-day Bill and Ted. Uh-huh.
Yeah, will you take the garbage and put it in the flux capacitor or whatever, right?
No, you put the garbage in Mr. Fusion. And that is what makes the nuclear reaction, which is what... powers a flux capacitor, which is 1.21 gigawatts, or gigawatts. You can't get that without a nuclear reaction. That's why you need Mr. Fusion.
Ooh, sorry, I don't know what you said. My tongue is so hot over here. But I was thinking, why didn't Will Smith sing a song about it called Getting Jiggy with the Gigawatts?
Oh, he should have. If they ever remake Back to the Future, he will.
He will. He will. They'll probably make it with Jaden Smith, so definitely he will. He'll probably be Doc Brown.
There you go.
Kendall, play this clip when Hollywood produces a Back to the Future remake starring Will Smith and his child. It'll be a girl this time. It'll be Willow Smith. So, boom. Well, I have predicted. Yeah. Karnak predicts that will happen. I've never been surer.
You know, I bet if you go back through our show over the years.
Yeah.
You would find a lot of clips where we were right.
Well,
and a lot of clips where we were fat.
You'll find a lot of clips where I was right about a lot of things. I don't know that we'll find quite as many where you were right, though, Kendall. But I'm sure if we...
Cliff, I just spit water everywhere and got it all over my clown makeup.
I did a spit take earlier today. I was watching The Water Boy, starring one of our chubby countdown superstars.
I was thinking a couple days ago I wanted to watch that. That's so funny. And I was talking to somebody this week, and I said, you know, I really hope spit takes come back. Like, I miss spit takes. I love them.
Well, because they really happen. That's real life.
Yes.
I spat coffee out all over my naked bosom this morning watching The Water Boy.
Oh, I don't know if I've done a spit take with hot coffee before, but that would be a first.
That was when it had been hot, but it had been sitting out for a while, so it was room temperature, maybe slightly above.
Okay.
Nothing painful, Kendall. I don't want to give listeners the impression I was going through torture from Hellraiser this morning.
That's what I was worried about.
All in fun.
Cliff, this is not a countdown about all the spit takes you've done with coffee.
Sorry, I looked over this toilet paper roll, and it is just laughing at me how huge it is.
Throw that toilet paper roll out of the booth.
I don't think it won't go. I'm throwing it, but it won't go out of the booth.
Well, you're throwing it at me. How is it going to go out of the booth if you're throwing it at me?
Hear ye. Number 4 on the Stuck in the Elevator countdown is about to be announced. Be advised.
Yeah, we accept.
Number 4. Now, Kendall, I can't believe you haven't said this person. I'm shocked. I'm shook. I just realized people say shook when they mean shocked. I'm shocked and shook.
You're shooketh?
I'm both. I'm all 3, Kendall, that you have not said this person. You haven't hinted at this person. This person's lips have not... you know what I'm saying. The lips, it hasn't passed your lips.
We got it.
Kendall, I'm stunned. You have not said that if you were in an elevator, going up, suddenly it shakes, stops. You don't know what's happening. It's running through your mind. What's going on? Who could save me? Wait, is that somebody behind me? Is that a famous inspector? Inspector Gadget? And he says, go, Gadget, elevator fixer. He just takes him 2 seconds.
No, because he would say the wrong thing. No. He'd be like, go, Gadget, skates.
No,
yeah,
no,
you know,
no.
He always is making mistakes.
No, Kendall, he can get you out of an elevator. Come on.
Well, I don't know.
All right, if you think not, then I'll cross him off. I'll cross him off. You don't get any vetoes, but...
No, I wasn't vetoing. I was just saying that's why I haven't mentioned him.
I just want you and the listeners to clearly know you don't get any vetoes. But I do.
I just felt attacked, so I was...
You felt attacked? You're the one attacking. I wish Gadget was here now. I'd say, go, go, Gadget, face punch, and he would go over and punch you in the face. But anyway, I will retract Gadget, like his Gadget arms. And
if you feel it necessary,
I will say another person. I'm going to say this person because, you know, if E.T. had a lot of candy with him, you know who else is going to have a lot of candy with him? Willy Wonka. Speaking of Slick Willy style.
Fucking knew you were going to say Willy
Wonka. Speaking of Slick Willy style, why wouldn't you want Wonka? Wonka for the elevator. Not only does he carry just a lot of candy with him, if you're in Wonka's Wonkavator, now you could probably eat the damn thing, or he'll just shoot it through the roof and make it a glass elevator. Then it'd be like practically like you're in the Cliff and Kendall booth going around the world. Come with Cliff and Kendall on the ride tour of pure imagination. Willie, the Wonka. Kendall, who better at number 4?
Of course, Willy Wonka would be wonderful.
Of course, Wonka would be wonderful. You got...
I would hope that he would bring tea in a saucer made of chocolate so I could eat my saucer after I got through drinking my tea.
Well, I'm sure you could do any number of damn things. Hopefully, it won't be a scary trip like when they're in the boat in the middle of the... thing is, there's no earthly way of knowing where our elevator's going. Hopefully it wouldn't be like that.
I think that would kind of be fun too. That'd be like a fun dark ride.
Here's to you, Kendall, for rolling with the punches and rolling with Willy, speaking of Big Willy style.
It's no more scarier than Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at Disneyland.
Well,
where you go through hell.
I don't know, Kendall. But Toad, that sounds like hell to me. And hail's not hail, but hail to the chief. Hail to the chimp. You, Kendall, what is... Are you ready for... No. Stop the presses. Not number 3. I think we need to cleanse the palate and help some people.
Yep. It's about damn time we can help.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Kendall. Read that letter.
Okay. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
It's us.
I work as a receptionist in a small medical office. Uh-oh. I love my job, but I cannot tolerate when my coworkers make fun of our patients.
Oh.
Sometimes it happens while the patients are still in the exam rooms, maybe within earshot. Even the doctor contributes to the crudeness. Some examples. Did you see the size of that guy's nose? Or that guy is so fat. Or he smells like he hasn't had a bath in weeks. This goes on through the day, every day. And is there anything I can do or say to change this mindset? We have great patience. And that's signed, At a Loss for Words in Busheltown.
It might sound controversial, but hear me out. One night, everybody's gone. Defecate in the middle of the floor and leave a stinking pile and a note. Also, put a note on a rock. You know how people do that in the old days? And they tie it on there, throw it through the window. So make it look, you know, do both. And then say, I heard you talking about how big my nose is or how big my spleen was or whatever they were joking about. And let it be known, you know, like that's what you get. You reap what you sow.
Well, if you're going to make those patients go to jail, they're going to think it was them.
No, that's why you make it vague, because, you know, like something, if you hear them like joking about a lot of people's spleens, be like, that's the last time you joke about my spleen. You know, because then it could be anybody.
I hear there's a lot of spleen joking going on.
Well, it could. I don't know what kind of doctors these are.
You never know.
So you ask. It's the only way.
That's right.
Kendall,
All right, helped.
Helped. Put that one in the helped pile.
Oh. Oh, God, that one hurt my eardrums. Oh, and it just keeps going.
Oh, it was a flaming hot belch, Kendall.
Oh, that's what hurt my eardrums. It's like shot out heat.
All right, I got a letter here. Excuse me. Letter here. All right.
Letter here.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, my husband and I have recently fallen on hard times. I've been laid off at the plastics factory, and he has lost his job at the quarry. To top it off, our daughter, who has always been a troublemaker, and her legal bills are threatening to send us into bankruptcy. Kendall and Cliff, we even applied for a reverse mortgage, but were denied, since we do not own our home. So, Cliff and Kendall, I did what any mother would do. Faced with these circumstances, I sold my mortal soul to Beelzebub, the devil, Satan himself. The Prince of Lies promised me a fix to all my problems, plus those of my husband and daughter. It's hard for me to read, Kendall, because they doodled a picture over the letter. Satan.
Oh, of Beelzebub himself.
So you see, it is hard for me to read through the in blood, presumably.
Who would have done that?
Things have been going great since then. But Satan is due to come collect my soul any day now. Cliff and Kendall, I would like a way out of this deal. Any suggestions would be appreciated. And that is signed Scared in the South Wishletown suburbs. Kendall, saw there.
Well, you know, Cliff, I really wish they would have written to us earlier before they made this deal. We could have helped them. But now.
But they didn't.
The best way is. You know, in just a really short amount of time, hopefully very, very soon, I'll have my store open, and Cliff, they can come there and then get everything they need to help reverse those pacts with the devil.
What exactly would they need?
Well, I'm still researching it, but I'll have it.
I can't let you put that one in the helped pile. Kendall, put that one in the pending pile.
Okay, we'll move it to the helped soon.
Okay. All right, Kendall, that's the end of that segment.
Cliff, look at all the little kids coming around in the parade. Look how cute that is.
Oh,
look at the little tiny clown cars. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That's like a Barbie car. I can't even believe they fit in that.
Oh, my God, Cliff, look at Opie. He's dressed like a little tiny Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh, do you think does that mean he thinks Mr. Snodbottom's a clown? Do you think?
Nah.
Oh, boys, isn't this clown parade? Oh, such a joyful sight. All of these smiling faces.
I've taken so many pictures.
Oh, dear, it's going to cost a fortune to have those photos developed.
Oh, dear, no, they're on my phone, dear. I'll send them to you later.
I don't know. The postage. I don't know if we can afford it, Strigalum. But anyway.
I'll show you how to watch them on the TV.
Excuse me, boys. I've got to wipe my brow here with this. Look at all of these handkerchiefs. They're all connected here. One right after another. And it just keeps going and going and going.
Oh, dear, it seems you've went too far. You've pulled your underwear out.
Now everyone knows I wear large boxer shorts with hearts on them.
Oh, this is a great clown act that you two. I feel like you're wasting it on us in here in the booth.
Oh, dear, we've been doing it over and over. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. That's how we've come to perfect it so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, practice makes perfect.
It does, it does. If Kendall ever practices anything, we'll see him perfect something one of these days.
That's a wonderful idea.
It is. I've been trying to tell him. Anyway, if you guys... Now, are you guys going to go back out there? Because isn't there the big game of toss the pudding-filled foosball?
Oh, we wouldn't miss it, of course.
That's next on our list, boys. Oh, come along, dear.
Oh, yes, dear. Quackpot, dear, do you have the pudding spoons for later?
Coming right up.
I want to be in a... whatever that is with pudding.
They're going to need a bigger spoon. Anyway, Kendall, I want you to piss or get off the pot and tell me number three.
Well, Cliff, number three.
Tell it. Tell it. Tell
is
it.
Someone that you tell and I both it, love tell it, so, so much. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. And that's Mama Harper. What's so funny? You don't want to be in the elevator with Mama Harper?
I do. Of course I do. No, but I want to hear. So this is number three. It's not about me. It's not about my thoughts. It's not about my reasons for wanting to be stuck in an elevator with Mama Harper.
Damn straight.
It's about you, you son of a bitch. So
it's all
tell us
about me.
Tell us why. Don't play coy, boy.
Well, Cliff, I dare you to tell me that you wouldn't spend a day with Mama Harper anywhere. And where better to spend an afternoon with Mama Harper than in an elevator stuck because she can't go anywhere. So I can just, I'll have her all to myself and we can chat and we can talk about all the hilariousness that's been going on around her house and with Iola Boylan and her son and every, you know, it'd be great. We could catch up.
Well, I would pick to be stuck in her house with her. And then you get her and you might, Iola might come over. Definitely. We're hoping Bubba comes by and has some things to say and do. And, you know, it's, you know, you sit down at the famous family dinner. You know, it's going to be great. You have a beer, pop a cold one.
Well, sure. And I'd love to be locked in Disneyland with Mama Harper, but that ain't the list, Cliff. The list is an elevator. So that's where we are.
Found you.
That's something everybody should know, Cliff.
All right.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know.
Oh, my God.
Here are your hosts.
Here they are. I hope this game show that makes people feel like just the world is full of knowledge yet to be gained.
Always.
Always. Kendall, what plug-and-play computer felt its instruction manual was complete with just 6 pictures and 36 words in 1998?
Nintendo 64?
No, Kendall, it wasn't the Mi-Mac, it was the iMac.
Oh, the iMac. See, well, they didn't need instructions because it was just all self-intuitive.
Plug the fucker in was the longest sentence in the whole booklet.
Cliff, what's 50 feet tall, 26 feet wide, and 1,500 miles long?
That was your grocery bill.
Oh, no. It was just shy of that. No, Cliff. Oh, well, that is, of course, the Great Wall of China.
Oh, Kendall, what a beautiful something. Kendall, what Asian legislator brought her own color mugshots to an arraignment for laundering $352 million in the year 2001?
I have no clue.
Oh, no. I think she also was famous for having a lot of shoes. Maybe. Does that help you?
No.
Oh. Look up Asian legislator shoes on lots of shoes. See if can you Google woman with lots of shoes. Famous woman famous for having lots of shoes.
Let's see.
Oh, look at Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. She is making balloon animals, and that one, oh my God, I've never seen a giant squid made from balloon animal before, but she has made one, and it is terrific.
Where did she learn how to do that?
Where did she learn? Oh, Mr. Snobbomb, he made a snake, a long, straight snake. All right, what were you about to say, Kendall? I think you were about to get it right.
I was going to say Imelda Marcos.
Oh, God damn, if it wasn't Imelda Marcos.
God, I'm so smart.
See, Kendall, it's all in the family here. baby.
If I just put my mind to it, Cliff, I can accomplish anything.
Where there's a will, there's an A. Yes.
Cliff, what showman's last words were, how were the receipts today at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, was that Ringling Brothers?
No, but you were so close, it hurts. It's P.T. Barnum.
Oh, yeah, that's who I meant. That's I get it. That's who I meant.
You don't get it. We retract that bell. Yes.
What popular site suffered server glitches that kept 2 million auctions bidless for 22 straight hours in June of 1999?
That must have been eBay.
Bought it on eBay. Yes, another Weird Al song.
A lot of Weird Al today. What does the abbreviation EG stand for?
Ergo.
Hell no, Cliff. It was exempli gratia, or for example.
Oh, okay. Latin that makes sense. Example. Latin for example. Well.
Well, well.
Excuse XA Ime. Kendall, what innocuous W word did director Robert Luketic claim he was ordered to cut from Legally Blonde to secure a PG-13 rating?
Wet?
Kendall, you and Monique's wet dripping mess. Aside, it was not
the only W I could think of that they would cut from a movie.
You wiener.
Oh, wiener.
Penis.
But see, that seems like a hot dog.
Well, I'm sure. Listen, wiener. It was famously one of George Carlin's seven words you can't say in a PG-13 movie. Oh. So there you go, you wieners.
There you go.
Ergo. There you go.
That's all. Is that all that you have, Cliff?
Oh, I have so many more, Kendall, but I cannot bear to wait any longer to get back to this Stuck in the Elevator countdown. I am so excited to hear what number two and number one are. I'm thrilled beyond words to be able to deliver the next one on the countdown, number two.
Well, let's hear it.
Number two is, of course, who would you not? I mean, come on. You want to laugh while you're stuck in the elevator, right?
Why not? Yeah.
Right? We'd all love a laugh. We'd love someone to just crack some jokes, make the time fly. You know who's going to make the time fly?
Who's that?
It was said long ago, leave the jokes to the bears. And this is who they were talking about. Fozzie Bear. The Muppet. Number
waka,
two.
Waka waka.
Why wouldn't you want Fozzie? First off, it would be so fun to be stuck there. He could run through his whole new routine with you. And you'd be rolling, not in the aisles, but in the floor of the elevator. And then, of course, sorry, I got these flaming hot burps over here on top of everything else. This is my makeup is puddling all over my clothes.
Leaking
down to my pants. I got this.
I'm afraid you're going to terrify the children.
But you're stuck in the elevator with Fozzie. You're living your life the best way you could. And then, of course, who's going to be looking for Fozzie the whole time? They're going to be saying, where's Fozzie? Where's Fozzie? The rest of the Muppets. And so they're going to be there pulling you out.
You got the whole gang looking
for you. They're going to be there. They'll probably form like a Muppet chain to pull you out of the elevator. And you'll get to chill with the Muppets. Probably I'll go out for frosty chocolate milkshakes afterward. And I don't see how anything could possibly top that. But I'm eager to hear your number one, Kendall. What could it be? Who could it be?
You have set up quite the barrier there with the Muppets at number two. But, you know, I gotta say, there's another person that I do love that would be just a wonderful person to show up with a huge big carpet bag full of tricks. She'd just pull out so many fun things to do and see, and we'd go on adventures and sing songs, and she'd feed me spoonfuls of sugar.
Yes.
I'm talking, of course, about Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Oh, my God. Yeah.
We'd go dance through the rooftops of London for hours.
Yeah, you know, you could probably just literally laugh yourselves out of that elevator. Just laugh and float up on through that escape hatch.
I don't even need a chain.
Don't need a chain. And plus, like you said, you know, while you're waiting, if maybe Dick Van Dyke is going to come fix the elevator or something, you know, spoonful after spoonful of delicious sugar.
Yeah. So that's it. That's number one. Mary Poppins.
Mary.
Hey, the bird, Cliff and Kendall.
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine. Just a spoonful of sugar
makes the elevator go down. Elevator go down. Elevator go down.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the elevator go down with the whole of the fatso's inside.
Exactly, Kendall. My feelings, exactly. And speaking of beautiful songs, speaking of perfect pitch, mine that was singing moments ago, I have been debuting in parts my new single, Stuck in the Elevator. Throughout the show, we got the third finale part coming up here at the end. Because I thought, Kendall, you know, I want to be an innovator. And anybody can just say, here's my new single, here it is, and play it. But you know how people are weird and then sort of stupid, where they're like, I don't know, I can't commit to a whole movie, but I'll watch four episodes of some hour-long show, you know? So I thought, what if I debut this single only? Stuck in the Elevator, in episodes. So, it kind of, we've got the season finale of the single coming up here at the end of the show. The last
part. I thought you were doing that because Mr. Snodbottom said it was too long to play in its entirety throughout the show.
No, listen, if he thinks this song is long, do you know what that, what do you think that inspires in a rebel like me? Okay,
a six-part series.
If you thought 5 minutes was long, baby, you're going to really think. Cliff, so anyway, yeah.
Cliff, last time somebody said something was too long, that's what started the Kasingle countdown of 2020.
Well, Kendall, be that as it may, be come what may, whatever. It's not important.
No, we're excited to hear the season finale of the song.
All right, so here's the season finale of the song. I want to get out after the finale of the song, and we've got to go because this parade, you know, is over, but we've got to get a good seat for the clown pageant.
Ooh, that's a good point. All right, I'll go save us some seats.
All right, because the first three rows may get wet, and I brought ponchos just for that.
Ooh, I'm so excited. All right, well, we'll see you here next week. Let's listen to the season finale.
All right, stuck in the elevator, and listeners, there's no one we'd rather be stuck in the elevator with than you. But maybe next week. All right, that's it. It's over.
Stuck in the elevator. Not going up or down. Stuck in the elevator. Not going and hit the ground. Yeah, who is there with us? I don't happen to know. Could it be Muppet Gonzo? Or is it Dr. Brown? Thelma Hopper could be there too. What about Samantha Stevens? And Mary Poppins in English shoes? And Jumpy from the Playhouse, he's gonna let us all have a wish. And the Professor McGonagall, you know she's one happening bitch. What about E.T.? He's gonna phone home. Prince of Persia, Willy Wonka, I think that's all. They're stuck in the elevator with us like a bathroom stall.
Stuck in the elevator,
cause you know you're gonna have to pee eventually. Hopefully you can hold number two.
Stuck in the elevator,
but you might be stuck in there a long time, and your bowels might have to move.
Oh, don't move.
Not
going up or down.
No movement.
Living it up, not going nowhere.
Nowhere,
no,
nowhere.
No, no. I said no, 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 no.
Nowhere, nowhere. Stuck in here with it. Stuck in here with that. We're not going nowhere. Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere.
Stuck.